406 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. Oh, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I'm looking at a little bit of Facebook here. I posted the video of Julia and Charlie. I said, a girl and her dog, or is it a dog and his girl? Either way, Julia and Charlie love each other. It's 13 seconds? Very quick video. It's just Julia loving on Charlie and Charlie loving on Julia. And her room is messy because it is. It is. We're getting the bedroom project up and running. I think it's going to be August with Dave Mangano and the team from Damn Fine Carpentry. We've been going around and around on dates on our end and trying to get a few things locked in. And nonetheless, it is a go, and we'll be doing that later. I think it's going to be August. But anyway, so I posted the video, and I'm just checking. I didn't mean to check, but somebody commented on it. It has more than 10,000 views at this point. Wow. So once again, Julia, who has never spoken a word, has reached more people than me in one little event. Front page of the Boston Herald, that kid. Big show-off that she is. She's a good kid, though. Well, all right, I'll tell you this. My first letter to Julia, now I've been writing them every year, but first letter to Julia, it's been viewed and shared about a million times online. It's crazy, isn't it? It is. That's because of her. It's because of her. She is a magical, magical girl. Reminds me some of the beautiful stuff that our friend Emily Marcy does. Look, I was just talking about the bracelets with Detective Tovar, right? And I don't know if you saw the Emily's bracelets page on Facebook today. Nice photo there. Emily's smiling. Pretty much Emily's always smiling. I've kind of figured that out. But smiling with a bunch of birthday cards that came in from people who just wanted to say, hey, I was thinking of you, which is pretty cool. Go over and check it out. And quickly, somebody had mentioned to me about Pamunkey, said you were over there at Pamunkey Regional Jail. I said, yeah. I was there for the graduation of the latest academy class graduating, and just good folks. I mean, really good folks. And there's a big change coming to Pamunkey. You may or may not be aware of it, but their longtime superintendent, Colonel James Willett, is retiring. In fact, Monday, I guess, technically would be his last day on the job. And then July the 1st, Lieutenant Colonel Nathan Webble is going to become Colonel Nathan Webble, be trading in those silver oak leaf clusters for some full bird Colonel hardware. And I would say Pamunkey's in very good hands. Very good hands. Just great guys over there. They really are. The staff is amazing. Okay, quick reminder about our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 540 David down in Rivers Bend and Chester says, Jeff, number one, I love your show. Number two, I dislike hearing ads in Spanish. Number three, I hate hearing the same ad in Spanish and every ad block repeated each and every day. Please pass my complaint on to the general mangler, who I know will ignore it promptly. Absolutely, David. I will pass it on, and for your convenience, I can assure you it will be ignored promptly. 804 says, Jeff, our long, woke nightmare at UVA is over. Well, part of it is over. It is a part. I don't know who replaces Jim Ryan. I would dare say they've got to get a replacement in while the current board of visitors is in place. That's my thoughts on this. It should happen quickly. 804, Jeff, it's a shame that Jim Ryan can't take Larry Sabato with him. Well, I would sincerely hope that whoever the new president of UVA is will take a look at Larry Sabato, who, as you know, Larry Sabato heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato at UVA, gets all sorts of taxpayer money to fill up his pockets, and then feels totally comfortable referring to those of us who support President Trump as Nazis. And nothing happened. That was another part of the scandal, the fiasco that was Jim Ryan at UVA. You have no idea how relieved I was when a number of years ago, my oldest boy, because we toured UVA. I love the campus. And Charlottesville's politics might not be mine, but I got news for you. It's a pretty cool city. And it's in state, which would have been nice. But Harry opted not for UVA. And my youngest guy has definitely opted not for UVA. Part of it, I believe, was perhaps grade related. Because we thought, well, UVA might not opt for you. But that's okay. It's okay. He just wrapped up 2 years up at Ithaca College in Ithaca. And I don't know if I'm allowed to share this, but what the heck, I'll share it anyway. As we speak, he's working on relocating, if you will, to an in-state school. He hasn't been a fan of Ithaca. I mean, he just hasn't been. I think some of the friends up there that he's made, they're nice folks, and he'll probably stay in touch with them. And he certainly enjoyed a fair amount of the curriculum. But he has been talking. He's the guy that has his eye on finances in a big way. And it's actually nice to see, you know, to have a child who is not just standing there with their hand out saying, gimme, 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 gimme. Every once in a while, he'll ask, but he legitimately asks. And it was really difficult for him this past year. On-campus jobs for students were essentially non-existent. And that's how he has paid, because you know my deal with both of these boys. I made him a promise. I said, number one, I'm not paying for college. However, I'm going to be your backstop, right? I'm not going to allow you, if you will, as if I have the power. I'm not going to allow you to take out student loans. I don't want you to graduate and say, oh, good Lord, look at all of that. No, I'm not going to allow that to happen. So you're going to go. You're going to get whatever scholarships you can get, whatever help you are entitled to, and then you're going to have a job while you are on campus. And then if there's something left at the end, you say, hey, Dad, here's what we're looking at. And I say, okay, I got you. But he could not find a job on campus. And he was almost embarrassed, I think, because he reached out to me through the year. He said, there's nothing for students, it seems. Like they have some of the stuff advertised, but by the time you go in there, and it could be the same day, could be an hour later, they're about to say, oh, we're not taking applications or what have you. So then I'd circle back, and some of the stuff, again, was on campus. So then I'd circle back, and it was clearly somebody in that job who was not a student. I thought, oh, that's interesting. That's bizarre. And I said, well, all right, you know, as long as you're really working at it. And he said, I can send you the email. No, I trust you. You know, until you give me a reason not to trust you, I trust you. That's the way I operate. Always has been. So anyway, long story short, that's where he's at. And he's looking at some stuff a little bit closer to home, which is nice. I'm still trying to figure out if people fully understand what's going on down in Chesterfield, the Chesterfield County Courthouse. I'll give you some of the details on that in a couple of moments. And I do have good news also out of Chesterfield. This one's the good news. The other one's the bad news. The good news out of Chesterfield is that the police officer who was shot is in good condition and is doing okay. They're going to do well. One person has been taken into custody. I'm not sure if we have any details yet. I'll reach out to Burkett. I'll reach out to John Burkett over at CBS 6, the Crime Insider, see what he what he has. But the good news is, the most important news in all of this, I think, is that that officer who was shot seems to be just fine. Well, I mean, he still got shot, so that's not going to make your day the best, but he's going to be okay. His family is fine as well. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Let me tell you what we've got coming weather-wise, just poking into the weather center there. So for this evening, we're going to have rain of some sort. That seems to be the consensus. Looking at 8 News and our buddy Matt DiNardo and the rest of it. So cloudy showers, scattered thunderstorms. You're going to see more of that in the evening than the overnight. All right. Tomorrow, which is Saturday, partly cloudy, a high of 92. And Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 91. In other words, the rain that we heard about is going to be nothing but thunderstorms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all weekend. Not so much anymore. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know exactly which way it's going to go. I am just passing it along. That's it. James River Air text line always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You hopefully were listening yesterday. My friend Jeb Hochman was here talking about the big Hill of Heroes that once again will be at the Virginia War Memorial, Independence Day, July the 4th. Remember, it's Independence Day. Oh, I'm celebrating the 4th of July. Are you? No. Nobody else has the 4th of July, Jeff. Yeah, everybody else has the 4th. Everybody around the world, if they use the right calendar. Well, you know what I'm saying. July the 4th, okay? That's everywhere. What we have is Independence Day. You can also refer to it, as I do, as Brexit version 1.0 or the original No King's Day. But there it is. So on July the 4th in the morning around 8 a.m., we're all hopefully going to be heading down to the Virginia War Memorial and helping to set up the flags, because there are 12,000 flags that have to be set up. And we're looking to help. News Radio WRVA is looking to help. We're looking to have you as our listeners come on down. It's not like a lot of heavy lifting, although it's bending. Just bear that in mind. If you have difficulty bending, probably not the activity for you. But an hour, 2 hours, something like that, we'll get them all out there. And then they will remain on the Hill of Heroes there at the Virginia War Memorial right through July the 11th. So a full week. Okay. Stan Andruski is going to be with us at 4:35. Stan, of course, you're going to find during the week at either Certified Auto Repair or Arts Automotive Service. Those are his shops. Does great work. Stan has been my mechanic for 11 years at this point. It's a long time. Then he became my friend, and then, as you know, I demoted him from friend to family. So, is what it is. But he does a great show every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Monday morning at 6 a.m., Rich Herrera will be here. Richmond's Morning News. You want to make sure that you are listening to Rich again. It starts at 6 a.m. A lot of folks trying to weigh in on the situation in Chesterfield. ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, actually doing the job they are charged with doing. They are going out and finding people who are in the nation illegally and removing them. They are taking people who are under a final order of deportation and deporting them. They are arresting people who have broken federal laws. The far left wing elected circuit court clerk down in Chesterfield, Amanda Pohl, who has zero experience in law enforcement or in the law, described the actions of ICE, and I quote here, as an unlawful attack on our community and a flagrant disregard for rule of law and due process. In fact, ma'am, it's exactly the opposite. It is an amazing demonstration of the rule of law. It is a clear example of due process. She is also claiming that she wants to figure out a way to offer the services of the circuit court clerk's office away from the courthouse so that illegal aliens, so that criminals will not interact with ICE. Why would she do that? I'll tell you exactly why she would do it. Because she is a left-wing politician. Last time she ran for office, she ran against Amanda Chase for the state Senate seat. She lost by 10 points. At the moment, she is the elected circuit court clerk. She ran for that office and she won. But she's already announced she's running for Congress. She wants to run or is running against Congressman Rob Whitman. This is all a big political sideshow for her, which is a shame. Because I think Chesterfield County deserves to have a circuit court clerk who is doing the actual work of the circuit court clerk. Wouldn't that be a good thing for her to be focused on? This is law enforcement. And it is, I've said it before, I'll say it again. This happens every day. Every day of the year. Every day of the week. You travel around any courthouse anywhere in America, and you will find people with warrants serving those warrants on the people named in them. That's all. It's nothing outrageous here. Nothing out of the ordinary. It's all perfectly good. 427, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Here I was, I'm asking you to go and help plant the flags, and then I realized, oh no, we did that today. What I meant to say, and I'm totally off base, I apologize, was go down there, especially on Independence Day, starting in the morning. Okay, so just so we have that, I think we've actually got some photos we'll probably try and get up. I would tell you it's a senior moment, but I'm not technically senior in any respect. Maybe senior to someone. But that's about it. So Virginia War Memorial, great place to spend some time any day of the year, but especially, I would say, on Independence Day. Okay, all of that being said, I will remind you, it's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, and it is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. If today is Friday, then that means tomorrow is Saturday, and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere on God's green earth. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Friday afternoons, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski himself, joins us to give us a sneak peek of what he might be talking about. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz, the one and only. Good afternoon, Jeff. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing great. Are you kidding me? It's a lovely day. I am upright, and my executive producer, Pixie the Wonder Dog, she's working hard. I mean, she's snoozing, but for her, that's work.
Well, I mean, you know, Germ better be careful. You know, she's watching your every move, Germ.
That's true.
Make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're pushing the right buttons, and make sure you don't touch her treats. I did that one time, and I almost lost a fingernail. Like, she almost took my fingernail off, so... Just be very careful.
Yeah,
so,
people need to understand. She's there's no teeth. There's a lot of gums, a lot of bark. But yeah.
Oh, I've seen a tooth or so hanging. Something was in there. So fearful, very, 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 very dangerous dog that Jeff has, guys. So be careful if you're ever around. In the garage, man. It's almost 4th of July. We're coming to the end of June, winding down. Hope everybody's having a great summer. You know, it seems like summer starts. You blink your eyes, and July 4th comes, and summer's over. That's what it feels like a lot of times. So make sure you're enjoying yourself. I mean, when you talk about these events, Jeff, and I literally saw all these flags getting put down in the ground by like 1,000 people in my brain and how awesome it was. I actually hung another flag up at our house today. It didn't actually have any flagpoles on it, but it does now.
Okay.
With pride, you know, with pride and very thankful for the nation that we live in and all those that died, and all the things we accomplished together. We have not been a perfect nation by far, But we are the best in the world, if you ask me, for freedom and for what we represent. So, so happy to be part of that. So happy to be in Virginia, knowing people like you, the people that you and I get to do things with in our community. So, big things this summer for us. As hot as it's been, you know that Meg and I, right from the beginning of this year, we've had so many people that have AC issues every year, and AC stuff can be expensive. So we're just trying to give you peace of mind. You do not have to go buy Uncle Rick's. You don't have to call the local mechanic on the phone, who's probably 2 months out anyway, you know, to pull their van up in your yard, a mobile mechanic. I'm not saying anything wrong about them, but we have free AC checks all summer long, arts and certified. We do ask you to make an appointment, though. If we didn't, that's all we would be doing, and we wouldn't be able to fix the cars when they break. So certified auto repair and arts. You have a free AC check. We will bring it in and get you a general idea of what's going on with it. Usually it ends up being a very small leak or something. Hopefully we can see pretty quick and get you on your way. And just so it's not super expensive when we're covering, you know, the beginning of the checkout for you. So it's a pretty good deal to try to give back when it's been this hot, right? And then just remember tonight as it rains, as these summertime storms come, please remember the first couple hours of these storms, the roads are extremely slippery. Just think of it, you know, like the beginning of an ice or freezing. They can get very slippery the first couple hours of rain. So just keep that in mind.
Hey, when we talk about the rain, let's talk about that for a second. I know we've chatted a little bit about windshield wiper blades, and we always get an idea. Most of us think, okay, well, I got to get the oil change. I know it's every 5,000 miles, and I know to look at the tires. I mean, how much tread is on there, the old penny trick and the rest of it. Is there a good trick or just like a bookmark for those of us thinking, I got to stay on top of the wipers? Anything in particular?
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, you know, we have our about every 15,000 miles for your cabin air filter, for your engine filter. If you're bringing it to either one of our shops, they're getting checked every time you come in for an oil change. Okay. Within reason, I mean, some of these cabin air filters you've got to go through, and then we'll tell you about every 15,000 miles. I mean, you've got to go underneath the dash and pull a lot apart on some of them. Those we're not going to pull apart every time. You don't have time during your oil change, and it's not normally necessary. But in Virginia, you know, cabin air filters, same thing with wipers. We have a certain amount of time in Virginia, which is seasonal.
Yeah.
Most any set of wipers these days will last you at least a year. If you want to look into something better like a Beam style, like a Bosch Icon, you hear me talk about, those wipers could cost two or three times more, but they will wipe two or three times better, and they will last two or three times longer. So the rule of thumb is if it's streaking and not looking good, you can also wipe those things down. One of the tricks is you could take either windshield spray like a Windex and put it on a cloth and actually wipe, and you'll see the dirt come off. The other thing you can do is you could take an alcohol swab or an alcohol, I don't really like the swabs, maybe an alcohol wipe, and you can actually wipe it with those as well. And it will actually, believe it or not, restore the rubber for a short period of time if you're having issues, right? So if you're having issues, though, there's no real fix for it except for to replace those wipers, right? So just keep that in mind. We do check them in Virginia as a state inspection for each year, but they don't have to wipe completely clean, believe it or not, to pass. Wow. They just can't be ripped or torn, take what you will with it. Everybody who does, including any state police troopers that are listening, if you know the book is about 20 years past being redone. It's not to put shame out there. Yeah. I think they're working on it, but, you know, we're well overdue for a new book, and some of this stuff can be updated to where if it's not wiping right, to me, it's not very safe. So, but we still will recommend these things, and we will continue to help you along your way every time you come through there. So wipers, it's not like a certain mileage. It's more of a time frame, Jeff, and some of them do last longer than others, depending on which are you getting a premium one or not, right? The regular basic wipers still usually last a year or more.
Okay. What about stuff like Rain-X? Is that, you know, I'm out of the store, or maybe I pop into Advance Auto Parts or something like that. I need something. And there's always a big display, special windshield wiper fluid and Rain-X. Any of that stuff really something I need to be aware of or not?
Great question. I absolutely have always been a big fan of Rain-X since the day it came out. The first time I did a windshield and it beat it up like I waxed my car and I could see out the windshield. That was before, in my opinion, they ever had really premium wiper blades.
Okay.
But it changed my life. It changed my life, right? And it really does make a big difference. So when I get, including my father-in-law, Dennis, he loves using the Rain-X washer fluid. It's more expensive. But for him, it puts a coating on there that keeps those wipers, you know, doing better for a lot longer. They have a lot of different conditioners and things in it that help the wipers, believe it or not, when the water hits it. So the least resistance on a wiper, the less wear you're going to get, right? So if there's less resistance, there's less wear, and that's kind of what Rain-X does. It puts a protective surface on your glass. It also keeps it from pitting and causing damage over time. So yes, yes, and yes. They've always worked.
Okay.
In my opinion, they've always been worth the money.
Okay, excellent. Stan Andruski is joining us. Yes, he is my brother from another mother, but more importantly, he is the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. About this AC check, because again, the last thing anybody wants when we've got 100-degree temperatures this past week, I'm looking forward next week, Stan, we're back up into the 90s. In fact, even starting tomorrow, we're back up into the 90s. Last thing you want is that AC just going sideways. So when the folks at Arts or at Certified are doing that free test, that free inspection, is it about the pressure? Because I probably learned it from you, that air conditioning is actually like a dehumidifier, right? That's the whole point of it. You take some of that stuff out of the air, but that pressure has to be right, or man, forget about it.
Yeah, and the pressures will not be right. So yes, we do bring it in. We do a temperature check at the dashboard.
Okay.
Because a lot of people come in, believe it or not, when it's 110 degrees, in their car, the pressures and everything are right. It just is not able to keep up when temperatures start getting that hot. And I say 110 because, you know, we're always like, oh, heat index, whatever. We grew up here. We're, you know, but heat index really does matter because it's the inability of your body or an AC system to get the moisture, to wick the moisture away. So that's all it is about removing moisture from the air. And when you can't do that, we see a lot of times when they come in there and the pressures are right. I will tell you, usually, though, they can get another 4 or 5 degrees just by hitting the recirculating button, right? The recirculation button, the little U, will get you a lot better. It'll recycle most of the internal air, so it's not pulling from the outside the whole time, and it can get much, much cooler. Now, with that recirculating button, a lot of vehicles, if you hit the defrost, they'll take that off. But if you try to put your defrost on and the recirculate, you can get some pretty bad fog. It won't get away. It won't remove it, right? It can't get it out of the car. So just keep that in mind. But yes, Jeff, very good question. We'll check the temperatures on the dash. We'll bring it in. We'll look for any visible leaks. We'll make sure both fans are working. We will hook up our AC gauges to it or a machine, and we will see what the pressures are doing, see if it's something electric or something more like a leak, and give you an idea of where you need to go forward for the repair. And I think that's just a big deal. I think it takes it really does take away from the diagnostic time that you get charged for, because part of that's the diagnostic service. But you're not going to have to pay that with us unless we have to go deeper than the basics, right? You're getting an idea without even having to pay any of the diagnosis.
Perfect. I love that. And I do have to tell you, I took a photo of your newest service advisor out front, texted it over to Heidi. And she is convinced that this young kid, Trevor something or other, he should be out there all the time. She just thinks he's pretty good. Seems like a pretty good kid to her.
Yeah, Trevor graduated, you know, from Radford, and we're super proud of him. And, you know, he's over there taking sales fix classes right now. Every night he's coming home and watching Aaron Stokes from Sales Fix, from Shop Fix Academy, and learning what he needs to make sure he's taking care of the customers correctly, and really starting to learn how to, you know, he's right beside Robbie, the Ford guy, my manager for both stores, and he's just following around learning. He did do business management, and, you know, the thing about Trevor that you'll see if you do come to the stores and you happen to see him is he 100% is a very lovable person. I mean, people come back to see Trevor. I'm just like, what about me? I'm chopped liver. They don't care anymore. Where's Trevor? Where's Trevor? So thank you for that. It's very exciting to be able to have your son involved in the business. And just as you can imagine, we're super proud of him. And so, when you come to the front, you're getting professionals. I mean, there's professionals in the back, professionals in the front. And so all the shop owners that are out there listening, you can have the best of the best. You can pay them well. You can have the best prices in town at the same time, the best warranties. You can do it. It's hard work, but you can do all of it. And you can make a little bit of profit and make some money in the business like you're supposed to do. All of that you can have, but it, you have to run it to a T, and that's what we've learned over the last few years. You have to run it with your heart and your soul. And it's been a big blessing. So, Jeff, yes, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning Trevor. I think he's got to get by and say hello soon.
Excellent. He is a good, good kid. All right, Stan, my friend, my brother, I will see you tomorrow morning in the garage. That is Stan Andruski in the garage with Stan Andruski tomorrow morning at 8. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. I'm sorry, that seemed a little too enthusiastic. I don't care. It is Friday. And we have made it self high fives all the way around. I am thrilled that it is Friday. I really am. I'm just very, very excited about it. Looking forward to the weekend. Today, with the temperatures being just a little bit better, a little cooler, gave Julia an opportunity to spend a little bit of time outside. So that put a real big smile on my face. Nothing I like more than seeing my Jules Bagools enjoying herself and living her best life and all that good stuff. We are going to have to figure out what's next in her adventure. I've mentioned that to you as we head through the next couple of months since she's aged out of the Hanover County Public Schools. But we'll figure that out. Lots of great stuff still to come. It is the final Friday of the month. Yeah, we've got the presentation of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor. And coming up on Monday, just so you know, Monday, we will announce a brand new law enforcement honor. It is something we will present at most once per year. I have entitled it the Jan McTurnan Legacy Award. I'm not giving anybody any details before we make this official announcement on Monday. Make sure you are here for that. 4:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.